Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
my God.
Come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Good evening. I hope that everybody is doing fine this evening. I want to apologize for not being on the air last week, but sometimes there are things that happen, and it's uncontrollable. So I apologize, but I am here tonight, wide and awake, and hope that I can give you a good message to chew on for the rest of the week. Well, my name is Mary Hollis. I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. And I also include not just widows, anyone that is grieving a loss. A loss is a loss. Tonight we're going to talk about a couple of things that God knows and God understands. And we're also going to talk about his goodness and mercy. And the verse that I'll be coming from is John, the second chapter, the 25th verse. He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man. Just because Christ understands your weaknesses does not mean that he condones sin. He who was tempted like us in all aspects has called you to a life of victorious through the power of his Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, those things that people like to gloat over by calling them weaknesses, and which are really just sin, rob our spiritual life of its vitality. Well, what is your weakness? What is your weaknesses? We all have those. Some of us have more than others. When we get off the air tonight or during the week, think about all of your weaknesses and ask God to give you the strength to overcome some of those until each and every one disappears. As far as Christ is concerned, there is no insignificant sin because all sin separates us from the Lord. Christ understands human weaknesses, offers forgiveness, purifies us, saves us, and gives us the spiritual strength to live victorious. Yes, God has the power to give us the strength, the understanding, and the wisdom to get rid of those weaknesses. There are some that we probably will take us to the grave, but there are some that it's important that we try to get rid of them and overcome them and get that inner strength that God wants us to have. Christ looks beyond our sin and sees what we can become through the power of His Holy Spirit. He does not see us struggling, fail, or imperfect beings, but as channels of the grace of God and the goodness of God, doing His will in the sphere of life where He was placed here to do. Because He knows what people are like, He knows our potential and our desire to lead us to the perfection that God ordained for us. Yes, Jesus is here to help us overcome those weaknesses. Let me talk about some of my weaknesses. I have a weakness for sweets. I love cakes. I love pies. I love ice cream. I love milkshake. Those are my weaknesses. When I call myself fasting from those things, every minute I think about sweets. Sometimes I feel like just going into public and getting me one slice of cake, and that'll do the trick. Or getting me a big bowl of ice cream. Oh, so satisfying. I like chocolate sometimes, too. Sometimes I get in the mood for chocolate as well. Just a little piece of chocolate will just do the trick, will take away that sweet taste that I have. But that is my biggest pet peeve, my biggest weakness is not saying no to sweets. What other weakness do I have? I'm sure there's others. I can't think of it right now, but that sweetness is one of my weakest point of my life. It's hard for me just to say no sometimes. I have, but I've gone thinking about it just like I didn't say no. So last night I went, my son invited me to a taste testing. It's called, what is it called? It's called the, Atlanta, all of a sudden I can't remember. But anyway, it was a taste testing event. It was taste testing of Atlanta. And it was at the Cobb Galleria. Every restaurant that you could think of, they were there. This cause was to raise money for children with cancer. So all of the restaurants came in and with their special dishes, and we sample it. And boy, my son and I had a great time. And the last thing, all different, really most of the restaurants, we didn't try every single restaurant because we probably would have been sick after we came out of that place. But we tried pretty much, and the foods were really good. But the best thing we ended with was a slice of cheesecake. It was from a restaurant called Flavor. And this, the cheesecake on top had, it looked like maybe some sort of raspberry preserve mixed with pomegranate. Oh, was it good. It was the best cheesecake I think I've ever had. And my son and I, we said, we're not going to eat one more thing because we do not want to take away this taste of this cheesecake away. So we left that event just with the cheesecake and nothing else. But so many people were going to that table looking for the cheese. They kept on saying, where did you get that cheesecake from? Where did you get it? So they all were going to this place. Everybody seemed to love cheesecake. But that was the best cheesecake ever. And, yes, I had sweets last night. I had everything, every kind of food, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I had so much fun. But I suffered today by eating all that stuff. I could not even eat today. I didn't even want to eat. All I did ate was drank was liquid because I was still stuffed. But while I was there, I really enjoyed myself. That was my weakness. And I have not overcome that weakness, and I really don't want to have to overcome that. Maybe taper it down a little bit, not eat as often different types of sweets, but eat it in moderate. So that's my weakness. Think about yours. What is your weakness? Well, we're going to also talk about his goodness and his mercy. Goodness. And we're going to read from Proverbs chapter 2, 10 verse and 20. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, you will walk in the way of goodness. Just remember when you were a little girl, your parents may have said, run along now and be a good little girl. That meant only the best, but growing up, many women receive negative message. They relate goodness to being dismissed or not being taken seriously. Others became obsessed with meeting an unrealistic standard of goodness. Really, no one is good but God. Goodness will come as you walk in relationship with him. Goodness and mercy. As we have opportunities, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of the believer. That's coming from Galatians 6, chapter the 10th verse. Good deeds are an expression of goodness. Are godness that resides within you. This should come out easily, naturally. As you feel God's presence within you and see him moving in all of your affairs, as you feel your heart flowing with gratitude for what he has done for you, reach out to others. Let them see the overflow of God's goodness to you. Good deeds aren't something you have yourself to do. They are the joyous privilege of the child of God. Goodness. In Psalms 136, Did you ever read, you know, I read many psalms, but it seemed like every time I hear about different verses of psalm, it seemed that there's one I missed. And this one I have missed. It's Psalms 136. It talks about goodness and mercy. And really, it has 26 verses. And each one of those verses has this to say. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, to him whom alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. It goes on and on. To him whom by wisdom and understanding made the heavens, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. To him who stretched out the earth upon the water, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. The moon, the skies, to rule by night, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. And brought our Israel from among them, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. With a strong hand and with outstretched arm, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea into parts, and his mercy and his loving kindness endures forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. But shook off and overthrew Pharaoh and his host into the Red Sea. You remember that story, what he did to Pharaoh and his men when they entered the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. To him who smote great kings, from his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. And show famous king, for his mercy and his loving kindness endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. It goes on and on and on. But I have read different psalms, but I don't ever recall reading and realizing that each one of these verses, it talks about his loving mercy. His mercy and loving kindness endures forever. Yes, his loving kindness does last forever and ever. Once we accept him as the Savior, Jesus Christ, we can have his loving kindness, which will endure forever. We'll be a part of his kingdom. We'll always be endure his loving kindness. So tonight, like I started off, he knows and he understands. Yes, he knows and he understands your feelings, your weaknesses. But just like it indicate in my reading, that he does not condone sin. Even though that we have these weaknesses, it doesn't say that it's okay for us to continue to sin. Just because he understands it, that doesn't mean we continue to do it. He is a forgiving God. But some of our weaknesses, we need to pray and ask God for us to be able to stop doing whatever we're doing that would consider to be sinful. My eating last night, I felt that was very sinful because I ate a little bit too much and I had no self-control. So I felt at the end when my son and I were going back to the car, I told my son that I had really sinned because I had eaten so much and I allowed myself to eat so much where I was just miserably full. So I felt like I was sinning last night and by indulging in all that food. But while I was there and I enjoyed every minute of it, but I repaid. I guess God allowed me to see the sin that I was in last night when I came home and all day today. But we must pray and ask for his forgiveness and ask him for us not to repeat the same thing over and over again. Help us to control those weaknesses or overcome those weaknesses. So just think about your weakness this week and asking God to help you to get through them and have better control of those things. We have some announcement tonight. This coming weekend is our annual, I will say monthly meeting, not annual, our monthly meeting, and it's every third Saturday. And this week, and we are having two meetings. We're having one on Saturday, and we're having one on Sunday. Some of you expressed that you were not going to be able to always be available on Saturday. So, and especially because this is a very important meeting, is our planning meeting for March. March Madness. We have so many things that we have to go over. And this coming Saturday from 9 to 11, we'll have the first meeting. And on Sunday, we'll have the second meeting from 4 to 6. And this is allowing everyone to be able to come to one of the events. You can come on Saturday if you can't come on Sunday, and vice versa. But please be a part of this meeting because we need to plan our 10th anniversary. We need to also plan our trip that we're going to be going on this summer. And also we are trying to get our book started. We're going to be writing a handbook and also a regular book with our testimonies in it. So we need to start planning those things so we can be finished by the end of the year putting this book together. So it's a lot of Sheila and I cannot do this by ourselves. We need your help and your support. So I hope that you will be here either one of those days to help us take care of those projects. And also, we're going to do the shoebox project again. This past Christmas, each one of us put together a box for a family, women with children. Well, United Way, each year during the Mother's Day weekend, they have truckloads of shoeboxes. And several ways that you can be a part of this. You can go down to United Way and help them pack the boxes, or you can be one to deliver the boxes. And these boxes will be delivered to women, homeless women and children. So what the next chapter will be doing, we'll be picking up boxes. of shoeboxes and delivering them. The Gloss Sheila's Daughters Ministry will be there to put together those boxes together. They will volunteer to put them together. We will volunteer to deliver them. So we're going to need your help with that as well. That's part of our planning for this coming weekend. So I hope that you will be there to make all of this a successful event. We have about 5 more minutes. Anyone else have anything to say? Well, we're going to end with a short prayer. I'm trying to see if there's any other. We have lots of birthdays and also lost dates this coming month. I looked in the at all the different dates, and boy, did I see about 10 of them. Either someone's birthday is this month or their lost date. And we had one of our widows to lose their son this past week. Rhonda, who sang a beautiful selection of love songs for our Valentine party, her son passed away this past week. And I went to the funeral on Saturday. And it was very hard for her because her son died the same month her husband passed away. Today is her lost date, husband's date, that he died. And the son died last week. So now every March she has to deal with 2 deaths in 1 month. And it's going to be very difficult for her, but she had a lot of support, family and friends at the funeral. And just keep her in your prayers. He was 29 years old. A very handsome young man. But we don't understand the time that each one of us will depart this life. But the important part is believing in Christ, that he is Jesus Christ, our Savior, and he came and died for our sins. The importance is being a part of his glory when we leave this earth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you to let us have the goodness and glory in you, and to rise above any of our weaknesses. Help us, Lord, to discover our weaknesses and also do something about it. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each one of us and let your glory and goodness be seen in each one of us. Heavenly Father, to cover each one of us at all times for your goodness and your glory and your presence. And we ask you to be with Rhonda and her family, helping her to get through this time in her life. We just ask you to touch each one of our widows, whatever they may be lacking or needing, or their weaknesses. We just ask you to be with them and give them the strength they need to go through each and every day. We just thank you and we just praise you and we just magnify your holy name. And just help us to get through each and every week. Help this ministry to continue to grow, and help us to accomplish all the things that we need to accomplish on Saturday and Sunday. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you do, and we love you and we adore you. I hope that you will have a great week, and I hope to see you this coming weekend. Be blessed, and tune in again. Same time from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Good night.
next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and
tell me, say. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord.